Time for the Wash Up Podcast, GDFL style, and it was the result that caught everybody maybe a little bit by surprise. We spoke with the coach of Bellpost Hill, Justin Tarr, during the week, and he knew his team would give effort and have a crack, but with a lot of injuries and unavailabilities and some star players out, maybe it was a bridge too far, but not for the Panthers as they got the job done over the top of Bannockburn, 11-12, 78 to 4-7, 31. And Justin Tarr has been good enough to join us. Tari, congratulations on the win. You've been involved in some great wins over your career, a lot of great finals wins at Bellpost Hill as player and coach. But does this rate as one of the better home and away wins that your club's had in recent times?
Yeah, I would say home and away wins, mate, for sure. Obviously, reigning premiers, playing away from home. It's a good side, and as you said, with a few injuries. It's right up there.
You were going in confident that you could have a good showing. You talked about contested ball, and if you could really do well around at the coalface, around that contested footy, that you'd be half a show. Is that what got you the ascendancy over Banno?
I'd say so, mate, yes. Our midfield was unbelievable all game. So hard at it, and then the rest of the side fed off that. So I think, yeah, we dominated the contested footy, clearances, all that sort of stuff. And if we could do that, we'd go a long way to winning. So credit to our midfield yesterday.
Yep. Does it give you a different view of where your team's at when you knock over a team like Bannockburn? You had your three wins, as we talked about, but they were over Anarchy, Winchelsea and Corio, who are all winless after six rounds of the season. But you needed to go and claim a scalp and validate, I suppose, the improvement that we knew you were going to have. Do you feel that win's done that? That it, you know, it validates to people that, yeah, hang on, Bellpost Hill are going to be sniffing around come, you know, late August at St Albans?
I think externally, yes, but internally, no. Like in your intro, you said that it might surprise a few. Well, from the outside looking, I suppose it's a bit of a surprise, but to us, that's not as big of a surprise. You know what I mean? I think that's me as coach, I know that's what we're capable of. So I think it's more belief for the boys as well, give them a bit of confidence that if we play our best footy, we can match it with anybody.
Yep. So, you had, as I said, you had some guns out. You know, you're missing like Adrian Fantala, Daniel Maher, Luke Mann, just some names. Chris Moreland still sidelined. Brody Hecker hasn't played for a couple of weeks, and then Ettridge and Danielle. And I suppose losing somebody like a Fantala, who's been, you know, he's barely missed any footy over the journey. How do you replace a guy like that?
Well, in Adrian Fantala's case, you probably can't replace him, and you're not just going to bring somebody in and they're going to play up to his level. Especially for a young guy, but the guys that have come in are just playing a role, and they've just got to beat their opponent, mate, or, you know, win and have the contest, and they were unbelievable at that yesterday. And we had every single player play their role. You know, I was trying to do the best play at the end of the game, and you could have picked anyone out of 22, and that's why we got the result that we did.
Yep, your captain led from the front, Jack Yates.
Mate, our captain just keeps getting better and better. And I was having a chat to a couple of guys last night, actually. And we've been lucky. We've had Brad Martin, Joel Page, Cam Addy. And then there's a lot of pressure on Yatesy because those guys are just amazing captains. And then he's just living up to that, mate. He's just so hard at the footy and leads by example every week. And he just keeps getting better and better, getting fitter. So there's a lot of confidence in his leadership as well. I think once you're playing good footy, it's a lot easier to captain the side. It's just letting his footy doing the talking, mate.
You sit fourth on the ladder, 4-2 record, but there's a real bunch of teams down to Thompson who are 3-3. You've got North Geelong next week, and the Ballerine coaches have talked about 8-point games, but it looks like the GDFL as well, you're going to have a lot of 8-point games during the year where the 4 points the opposition don't get that you get are going to be crucial when finals berths are being sorted out at the end of the year.
Yeah, 100%, King. I think we've got Thompson, North, Werribee and Darwin out of the next 4 weeks, so huge games. I really rate North. I think they're a good side. You know, their list very good as well. So it's going to be another huge challenge this Saturday. But, you know, I'm a good bit of confidence and we're looking forward to it.
Yep. Do you hope to get anybody back next week, Tari?
Yep. So we'll definitely have Tane Rabus available. Joel Page and Chris Daniel should be definitely available as well. I think that might be it.
Yep.
Maybe one or two others, but in saying that as well, it's pretty hard to change a side when everyone plays their role. And so a couple of those guys might have to come back through the twos. I'll have to wait and see.
It's a good position to be in, isn't it?
Yes, it is, mate. As I said, we've got really good depth. I just want to touch on our twos for a bit as well. They won by a point yesterday against Bannockburn. We've got 20 injured players at the club at the moment, so they showed a lot of heart, mate. And I know the ones boys took a lot of inspiration from it. They had a really strong breeze in the last quarter, and they just kept coming and coming, and our twos boys held on. And I know, you know, that's, they started the day off really well for us, and as I said, the ones guys were a bit inspired by it.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to us about the vibe up at Myers Reserve. As we know, you've got a lot of players with great histories at the club back. Does it make it easier coaching a club when you've got guys who are just so ingrained in the Bell Post Hill culture? Even though they've been away, they come back and they can just get back into the groove of things that, you know, that, like they never left?
Yes, mate. It does make it a lot easier when you have guys that have been there with that experience and that culture, and they can set the standard. You know, just got a lot of new guys. You can tell them what you want them to do, but when you've got 15, 20 blokes showing them what you want them to do, it's much different. And the vibe, yeah, obviously, we had two amazing wins yesterday. We had a major raffle last night as well, so the place is up and about. I said to the boys, enjoy the wins. You've got to enjoy tonight. But, you know, we're still going to do a recovery today and move on quickly because, as I said, we've got a massive test in North this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of the great rivalries of the 2010s was the North Geelong Bell Post Hill one. Obviously, a bunch of consecutive grand finals that you played against each other in as well. You were a key part of that, Tari, and now a key part of guiding the fortunes of Bell Post Hill in the 2020s and hopefully getting back to what the 2010s were like very, very quickly. Well done on the win yesterday. A cracking result to go out to Bannockburn and knock over the reigning premier. Well done, and appreciate your time on the wash-up.
No worries, Kenny. Thanks, mate.